government for a long period of time about the presence of Daesh right on Turkey's border, controlling part of Syria and taking advantage of that control to smuggle people and equipment and supplies from Turkey to support their ongoing reign of terror in Syria. And we have been talking with the Turkish government, with a number of our other coalition partners, about how we can best work together to get Daesh off that border. And so what the secretary was referring to was that ongoing conversation and an expectation that in the near future we'll begin to further intensify our operations in northwest Syria to address that problem.
As you know, I am from the Voice of America. Mr. Ambassador, I would like to ask to you, also after the G20, in the press, we will see about Mr. Putin's declaration on the ISIS. How is get the declaration, Mr. Putin? Which country is his point about the supporter of ISIS?
Well, you'd have to ask President Putin who he was specifically referring to. But I think we're all concerned about the ability of Daesh to use its control of petroleum resources in Syria to continue to make money, earn revenue that it puts towards buying weapons and terrorizing the people in the areas under its control. And so we all have to find ways to continue to put pressure on that. You may have seen indications in the press that coalition aircraft struck oil tankers recently. That's another indication that, you know, we're concerned about this and we're going to continue to take steps to address it.
Also, Mr. Obama declared we're going to help refugees more as the United States. Do you have any details about the next month about the helping issue to refugees?
Well, I think, as you know, there's an ongoing discussion in the United States about raising the overall number of refugees that we admit to the states, a significant number of which would be, under the president's proposal, refugees from Syria and Iraq. And we'll have to see how that unfolds in our own democratic process. You know, I'm just here watching the new parliament being seated, and we're respectful in the states, of course, of the role that our Congress plays. But, you know, I think it's also important to note that the United States has provided, up to this point, almost $4.5 billion to support Syrians, some of them refugees in neighboring countries like Turkey and Jordan and Lebanon. But also we've provided quite a bit of support to Syrians who are still inside Syria, who still feel safe enough to stay there, because we believe that the best approach, right, is for people, if they don't feel a need to leave, to stay home and not become additional refugees.
You mean humanitarian aids?
Yes.
To do inside Syria?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What part of Syria? The government controlled?
No, primarily areas outside government control, both in northwest and southern Syria.
And how is your explanation about Leyla Zana votes? They didn't accept her vote.
I wasn't able, because unfortunately my Turkish isn't good enough, and the interpretation did not completely reflect what she actually said.
Turkish nation instead of Turkish nation.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, a little hard for me without having heard it directly. Yes. To say anything directly about it, other than, you know, obviously every parliament has its internal rules, and there's a system of laws related to governance of that institution. Every parliament is a critical institution in creating checks and balances within a democratic system. And I think it's important for the members of those parliaments to reflect those rules and traditions. I'd also say, you know, I thought the speaker's comments about the importance of Parliament and the obligations of Parliament to find ways to continue to look for consensus so that the Parliament and its decisions and actions are representing the entire country was a really important message at a time when Turkey is going to have another single-party government. But obviously there's a lot of Turks who voted for someone else and who are going to be looking with interest at how the parliament functions.
So, thank you very much, sir.